And she has earned the victory that she is going to have tonight. I want to thank her for her graciousness. In a short call we had a few minutes ago, and I want to assure her that I will do everything I possibly can to make sure that there is a very smooth and successful transition from my office to hers. I made that commitment 6 years ago when Paul Hodes was victorious, and I will do the same now. Perhaps most importantly, or more importantly, I want to thank my wife, Lisa. I have to admit that she never asked for this kind of experience. And my two children, who are in Pennsylvania and North Carolina, all with bated breath down there, I've told them about it, and they've accepted it, and they understand it. And also, I want to thank all of you wonderful people who, for the last 14 years, have supported me, been my friends. We've talked about so many wonderful issues of such significance to New Hampshire and America. And you know, it's a wonderful country, a country that can, as I said 6 years ago, have a change of power that is so smooth and so graceful, and it's what makes America strong. And I hope that my successor and others who go to Washington will bring the spirit of bipartisanship and of patriotism to America and to the Congress, because we cannot afford as a nation to fight. We have to resolve our nation's problems. And I made a commitment in this election that if elected, I would work across the aisle to make sure that Americans don't suffer in the next year or two because of the failures of the system in Washington. Obviously, I'm not going to have that opportunity now, but I do want to hope that this action occurs because America depends on it. Let me just say that we ran the best campaign I have ever seen anywhere in my career. And to each and every one of my campaign workers who have worked hard for 24 hours a day practically, we had a fighting team that was coordinated. It ran well. We did everything we possibly could have. It just wasn't going to happen. And to those of you who worked so hard for me for so little, I give you my heartfelt thanks and appreciation. This is a great effort. There's a lot to be happy about and to celebrate tonight. We've all worked hard. We've gotten our message out, and we will move forward understanding that there are a lot of good things that can happen in politics in New Hampshire in the future, and we'll all be a part of it. So I want to thank everybody in this room here tonight for your loyalty, your support, your grace, and your love. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening.